Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we need you, Lord. We need God. We need God today. We need Him. We need His hand of mercy. We need His touch. We need Him every day. We need Him every minute, every second, every hour of the day. We need Him always. Yes, we need Him. We need the Lord, huh? Yes, we need Him right now, right now. So much is going on, so much. Oh, God, we need You right now, Lord. We need You right now. Oh, God, there's no one else, oh, God, no one else that can suit this case. No one else. No one else could do us like You, God. No one else could rock us, oh God. No one else could touch us, God. No one else could save us, oh God. No one else could redeem us, God, like You. Oh God, we thank You. We thank You. We thank You for Jesus. We thank You for Jesus. We thank You. And we bless Your holy name, God. Your holy name. We bless Your name, oh God. We just thank You. Thank You for this day. Thank You for this minute. Thank You for this opportunity that You have given us, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank You. We thank You. We need You, Lord. We need You. Thank You, God. Thank You, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. We need Him. We need Him. So much is going on today. So much. Families are hurting, God. Families are hurting. Oh, God, we need You, Lord. We need You. We need You, God. Your people, God. Your people need You, God. We need You, God. Oh, yes, we need You, God. We need You, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I need You, God. I need You right now. We need Him right now. Whatever situation you're going through, just tell Him that you need Him right now, right now. Lift your hands up and call on Him. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We need You, God. We need You, Lord. We need You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, we need Him. We need Him. We need Him. Oh, yes. Thank You, God. Thank You for Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, God. We bless Your holy name. We bless Your name. We bless Your name, God. Again, we just want to say welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Janice. Yes. Proverbs 10 and 9 says, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but he who walks his way, in his own way, he walks crooked, his crookedness will be found out. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 9. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, we just thank You, God, for this day. We thank You for this moment. We thank You for this opportunity that we can come together. We are just grateful today, God, for the many blessings that You continuously shower upon us. God, we know that families are hurting all over, God. We ask, oh God, that You hold the families together. God, hold them together, God. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. Amen. Amen. And we just thank God as we just go quickly into our lesson. Yeah, we're going to go right into our lesson. And tonight we just want to talk to the next generation. The next generation. Yeah. And again, remember, if the next generation doesn't hear it, and you do, it is your job to pass these words to the next generation. Yeah. Yeah, you probably know some. You probably teach them. You probably are relative to some. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So our job is to teach and to live the life that we teach about. Yes, yes, yes. So real quickly, we're going to go into our lesson. And our lesson is let your light shine. Next generation, we're talking to you. Let your light shine. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to shine? What does it mean to shine? Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation. Listen to this. Among whom you shine as lights in the world. Glory to God. Go get your water. Go get your water. Mm-hmm. You're holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ, I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. This is found in Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 and 16 to 16. Mm-hmm. And so it says here, do all things without grumbling. Grumbling. Disputing. Grumbling. Grumbling, complaining, saying it's not my turn, saying I don't have to do that. Why should I have to do that? I did it yesterday. Yeah. Grumbling and complaining, that you may be blameless. Yeah, you want to be blameless. You want to be innocent to all charges, meaning you want to be a beam where nothing is wrong. No evidence of any wrongdoing can be found. Yeah. There was never any grumbling or complaining. There were never any talking back situations. Huh? Am I talking to anybody? Talking back, huh? That's your favorite pastime, talking back. So here we see talking back can also be in the family of grumbling and complaining. Mm-hmm. That you may be blameless. You want to be blameless. You want to be of an innocent spirit. Children of God without blemish. What is a blemish? A blemish is a stain. A blemish is something that is hard to wash out. It's hard to clean. Yeah, it remains what? Dull. A blemish. A blemish. In the midst of a crooked and twisted generation. When we say crooked, something that is not straight, something that is really going nowhere, something that looks like it's right but it's not. Crooked. And when we say twisted, twisted, it's all twisted up. It's all confused. There's no end to the beginning. There's no beginning to the end because it's all twisted up. It's all confused, huh? Yeah, confusion. Sits at the front of the class. Confusion. Among you. Yeah, among you. Whom you. Yeah, you. You're supposed to have the light of the world. Holding it fast to the word of life. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Next generation, holding it fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ, it says here, that I may be proud that I did not run in vain or even labored in vain. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. And this is what we want to do. This is where we want to be. We want to be shining without anything fake or anything dull. We want to have genuine light. Genuine light. Glory to God. Talking back. The next generation, is that your favorite pastime? Is that your favorite pastime? Talking back. Is that your favorite pastime? Causing confusion. Is that your favorite pastime? Never in agreement. Is that your favorite pastime? Always looking for trouble. Am I talking to you? Yeah. Always pointing back to the light source. What is the light source? The light source. When Jesus said, let your light shine before others, that wasn't the whole sentence. He went on to give the reason why it's important to shine. He says here, so that they may, what? See your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. Matthew's chapter 5, verse 16. Yeah. Look at that. So it's telling you why you should let the light shine. First of all, it's actually showing you that you can do this. It says, let your light. And it's letting you know that you have a light. Yeah, you have a light. You shouldn't let it go out. You should let it shine so other people could see you have a light. He says, he went on to give you the reason why. The reason why it's very important that you let it shine so that others can see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Yeah, the Heavenly Father is whom we're talking about. Our goal should never be to bring recognition to ourselves. Are you listening to me? Never. Never. To say it, I did this. I have accomplished this. But to bring the glory to God. Yeah, the Creator. The one who comes and sustains us and keeps us. That's who gets the glory. The Creator. There's a fine line between being a light and letting and putting on a show to get attention. Let me say that again. There's a fine line between being a light and putting on a show to get attention. Am I talking to anyone? It's a matter of heart. Where is your heart? Where is your heart? Are you sincere? Are you sincere about walking with Jesus? Are you sincere about having a desire to make a change? Are you sincere about putting away those old things that you used to do? Are you sincere at heart? Yeah. Or are you still caught up into it's the me, and I world? It's all about me? Yeah. It's never about anyone else. It's about I. Yeah. What keeps you from shining? What is it that keeps you from shining? What is in your way? What is the hindrance? Yeah. Look at this. Why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Matthew 7:3. Yeah, 7:3. Next generation, I'm talking to you. 7:3. Why do you see the speck? Why are you just looking for the speck that's in their eye, but you
can't see that you have a big old log in your own. What am I saying here? Why do you point fingers at others and see their shortcomings, their misfortunes, but you never can turn that finger back and point to yourself and see that you have some also, that you're not all of that and a bag of chips. Hello, next generation. Yeah. It's easy to see the shine of a new diamond, a new diamond ring from across the room. Yeah, you know, when you see that diamond ring, you could see that. But over time, that shine can dull as dust collects. Yeah. If it's not kept clean, over a period of time, it will get dull. It will get, dusty. Yeah. Yeah. In the same way, sin can dull our shine as light for Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? Sin, not walking with Jesus, not walking in fellowship with Him, not being who you are called to be, but whatever is the opposite of what Jesus requires you to be, that is where you're walking. Listen to this. In the same way, sin is designed to block you. Sin is designed to put up roadblocks. Sin is designed to block you as the on the football, just as even in basketball, the guard, they block. Well, sin is the block. Yeah. Sin is the block here. And it comes to dull you out. It comes to take away your shine. It comes to take away your glow. Yes. Yes, sin. It takes away the shine as the light of Jesus. He is the light. Yes. Our lives, which once sparkled with the joy of Christ, can become clouded with a love for things of the world, for things of the world, for possessions of the world. And we no longer can see Jesus. We are no longer interested in Him because we're caught up in the things of the world. Next generation, loving the world, loving the things, loving money, loving friends, loving to have prestige, loving to have clothes, loving to have all the games, Yeah, and putting Jesus on a shelf and closing the door, Before you can be a light to others, take a look at your own life. Has sin dulled the evidence of Christ in you? Have sin come and done this? Take a good look now at your own life. Maybe it's time to stop, take a moment, and ask God to reveal any sins that you may be ignoring. Maybe it could be sins that you have no knowledge of. But if you ask God, who sees it all, who knows it all, He can reveal it to you. Just take a moment. Take a moment and ask Him. Yeah. Ask Him. If there's a sin you repeatedly, you're constantly doing, you're struggling with it, just write it down and pray over it continuously. Pray. Prayer is simply when we talk to God, when we talk to God and then we get quiet and we listen to what He has to say to us. That's prayer. Yeah. That's genuine prayer. Genuine.
Ask God for his forgiveness and help in changing your heart. We'll never be perfect, but we need to address our sins, partly because it impacts others. Our sins do matter. Yeah, they do matter. They do affect other people that are around us. Yes. So how exactly do you shine? What do you do so you can shine? So be careful what you say. Yeah, the Bible talks about the tongue. It says it's a restless evil full of deadly poison. James chapter 3 and verse 8. That's pretty serious. And that's how we should take our speech serious. Yeah. Those hurtful words, those hurtful things that you say, breaking many hearts, and you say it without any feelings at all, and you never think twice about what you're saying. Yeah. And that's how we should take our speech. We should take it very seriously about what we're saying. Yeah. Maybe a parent once told you, if you don't have anything nice to say, listen to this. If you don't have anything nice to say, then what? Don't say anything at all. It's not bad advice. Even as an adult, it's not bad advice. Words are powerful and can be used for good or bad. You might even post this verse somewhere as a reminder. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, as fixes the occasions, that it may give grace to those who hear it. Ephesians 4 and 29. That's what we want to do. We want to build each other up. We want to be able to encourage one another. Yeah. We don't want to talk each other down. We don't want to belittle each other. Next generation, I'm talking to you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. We want us to give grace and mercy to each other, the same way our God gives grace and mercy to us. Consider your entertainment. What do you do for fun? What shows or movies do you watch? What kind of music do you listen to? Would you go to the same places watching the same things or listening to the same music if Jesus was sitting next to you? Or would you be embarrassed? It might sound silly, but asking those questions is a good way to keep yourselves in check, whether you're alone or with others. Next generation, pay very close attention to the things that you allow your eyes to see. Your eyes are precious in the sight of God. Pay very close attention to what you allow your ears to hear, because your ears are the canals to your heart. Yeah, they're the openings to your heart. Be very careful. Next generation, use social media wisely. People are watching what you post, whether they react with your posts or not. Think about the things you're posting. A recent article, comments, photos, could they be seen as prideful, self-centered, rude? What's your motive? to put others down or make them jealous? Hopefully not. Aim to make informed, respectful posts that represent the one you claim as Lord. Always, always remember who you are in Christ. Remember that, even when you're dealing with social media. Remember, He watches all. He sees all. He's omnipresent. Think of others. Consider other people. Consider their needs and help meet them. Encourage instead of criticizing. Be patient and give others the benefits of the doubt. If you hear gossip, distance yourself from it or change the subject. When you encourage, when you encounter a difficult person, remember that they were made and are loved by God. Above all, treat others the same way you desire to be treated. Glory to God. That's Luke chapter 6, verse 31. Treat others the same way that you desire to be treated, regardless of race, creed, or color, regardless of gender, regardless of faith. They're human. God created them. And we should have the love of Christ. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5 and 15, verse 16 also. Next generation, treat others the same way that you desire. Put the path of the just is as the light shining, the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 4 and 18. Put the path of the just is as the light shining that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So your light should continuously shine. It should never get dull. It should never go out. Why? Because as you continue to walk with Christ, you're illuminating your light, and your light has become brighter and brighter. Yeah, and you don't have to try and make it shine. It will automatically shine because the glory of God. Hallelujah. The glory of God. Next generation, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, the next generation. Let your light shine. Arise, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah 60, verse 1 through 3. And Jesus says, here I am. Here I am. And you can say it too. To use me, Lord. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word, God. Master, we ask that this word will penetrate through the hearts of the next generation and generations to come. And we trust and we believe that it is done in Jesus' holy name. We look forward to having you back here Friday evening and Sunday evening with God's Favorite Ministries. We want you to remain blessed and stay fast with your light shining all over the world. Huh? Let your light so shine that men and girls will know and they're going to see that you have the reality in serving a true and a living God. God is alive. And so are we. Because he lives in us. Amen.